40 Wings post-game interview.
Stevie, what was your address to the players in the rooms just after that game? Because, of course, you were already in the finals, so winning it, obviously, there was a big prize. You were going to finish on top of the ladder, but that's obviously not the ultimate prize. That's in a few weeks' time, hopefully, for you guys. But what was your address to the players? They've gone down final round of the year, but still sitting pretty and in a pretty good position come finals time.
Yeah, my message was be disappointed, but don't be despondent about the result. I thought St. Mary's were as good as I've seen them play and as good an opposition as we've come up against this season. Their first half was unbelievable. Their first quarter, the scoreboard didn't really reflect the way the game was being played. In my opinion, they probably were a 3 or 4 goal better team in that first quarter. The second quarter, they put it on the board, and we were fumbly and we didn't absorb pressure all that well. So at half time, I sort of went in and thinking, you know, where's this going to go for us? And I thought they responded really well in the third quarter. And in the last, look, we had a chance to get it back within a couple of goals. And we were taking a punt. So in the end, you know, the scoreboard in the end sort of doesn't reflect where the game was at, you know, in terms of where it could have been. But I think from my perspective, we've done really well to finish in the position that we have. We've got a double chance. We finished in the top three, and I was really happy with the way we responded, but certainly some things to work on.
Yeah, so that sort of leads me into my next question. You said about being fumbly under pressure. That's what finals footy is going to bring. So I suppose that's the little piece there that might just sit in the back of your mind there. And my other question is, how do you train for that then, leading into the finals where the intensity is going to go up another notch?
Yeah, I'd rather get hit between the eyes right now than maybe have a week off and then it happens in a couple of weeks later. We've still got a lot of young kids, you know, which we've got to understand. So they got to experience what it would be like in a final. And the other part of it is, you know, when we are challenged the next occasion that this happens, they're not sort of sitting back waiting for half time to happen when there's a bit of momentum going the other way. They actually go, right, okay, what do we need to do right now? And it's about trying to absorb the pressure and be cleaner, and so make sure training is done and the fundamentals are done throughout the week. But also from a mindset point of view, going, what do I need to do to help the team? What do I need to do as an individual if things aren't going my way? So I think this result is not the worst case for us. I'm actually come away quite positive after the result, even though St. Mary's were too good for us today.
Jono, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time. No matter what happens in September, have you exceeded your expectations, or are your expectations for this group greater than the external ones might have been?
I think my expectations were to play finals because I'm a competitor and I like winning, and I got to the club and I seen that there was plenty of room for improvement. But also got to understand that we've played 14 first-year players, 14 debutants at senior level this year. We played 7 of those kids in their first year today. So I looked down at the bench during the second quarter, sort of thinking, you know, there's a real lack of energy, you know, around the group at the moment. And I looked down at the bench and I seen Ben McGlade and I seen Alfie Wojcinski and Jet Madola and Archer Harkness. They're all just 18-year-old kids. So I was kind of, couldn't be too critical, you know, in terms of saying, come on, boys, let's, you know, stay positive. But, yeah, it's a learning curve for them. I believe that third quarter, the way we played it is, it can match it with anyone, and our best football can match it with anyone. So I'm not sitting back here now going, oh, well, we're just not quite there. Oh, I still think we can compete with the best teams over the next couple of weeks. We've shown we've been able to beat every team bar St. Mary's so far, and hopefully we can respond the right way next week against Colac. And yeah, I'd love to get another shot at St. Mary's. It'll be a good challenge for us.
The only way you get another shot at them is in a grand final.
Is that right? Well, yeah, I'd love to get to a grand final win if it's St Mary's, but
or a prelim. Sorry,
you know, we just need to improve. We need to make sure our mindset is right on, and you could see that St Mary's, like, they're playing for their life today, and there maybe is that little bit of an edge. I would have hoped that our players knew how important it was for us as well, but. Is it quite the same? And when challenged, to, you know, is it life and death? I don't know, but it's a good learning curve for us. And I'm really confident that we'll compete. And if we don't go through to a grand final, or, well, has it been a successful season? We're certainly on the right path.
Sorry, just to clarify, you talk about wanting another shot at them. You want that in the grand final. You could play them in a first semi-final if you lost next week, which is not what you want, I mean. Sorry.
I'd just like another shot at them just to see how far we've come and if we can improve week on week. That's all we've been after right throughout the year. It's been about trying to earn the respect of the competition. I actually haven't even spoken about finals to the players.
Yep.
Like, we just need to worry about this week, earn the respect along the way. Leopold, you haven't beaten them for a while. Going down to Colac, beating them, beating St. Joseph's over there. And today was an opportunity to take another scalp in St Mary's, who we rate really highly, but we just didn't quite get there. So all I think about is, so next time I'd love another crack, but we'll just see where it takes us. I actually said to the players straight after the game, we'll listen to this song because we've got them next week and I don't want to hear it again. And then Salts whispered in my ear, I think we got Colac, Stevie. I said, alright, okay. So they just fell a little bit short.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's going to be a great opportunity for the footy club to play finals again, and these young kids that are coming through as well. We're only going to get better and better as time goes on, but there is a good opportunity in front of us as well.
I think if you asked anybody in the social club tonight, they'd be disappointed, but they would be thinking this is unbelievable, because I think we've said to you before, there's not too many people outside of the club who thought, hang on a minute, and we know Stevie's okay, but we're not too sure about this group to play finals. I mean, it's to finish in this competition second, it's a crack competition. And to finish second with the group you got, as you said, I mean, you are setting yourself and the club up for a very long time here.
I think certainly the members and supporters here are very happy. It's been a very vibrant place to be around, and you can see by the crowd here today, like, if we're not competing for a top five spot, let alone a top spot in the competition or a minor premiership today, there's not this many people at this ground. Like, the ground was absolutely pumping today, and I think they ran out of beer and everything. So, everyone's really happy, and they're understanding that, you know, I'm impatient. I want to be successful, but if we can keep this group together, I think good things will come at some point.
And the tightness of the competition, Luke Rayner just said before, anybody can win this competition right now. Out of the five teams that are playing in the finals, as you well said, like, there's on any given day, anybody can beat anybody.
I believe that too. I think even the top six, like South Bowen, miss out.
Yeah,
actually said I wouldn't mind losing during the week just to keep them out, because I thought they were just about the best we've played, and then St Mary's today just ramped it up a notch. And I think the competition is very even. It's very strong at the top, and I couldn't agree more. It's going to be a cracking final series.
Stevie, you touched on the 14 debutants that you've had throughout the year and the age demographic of them being really young. What was it? If you took today, what did you feel like the nerves were like of those guys, even though it wasn't a final? And then quite often when you have young guys, they can maybe not understand the task and don't actually have those nerves, and it can be a real positive. Is that what you get the sense from this group?
I just got the sense that right across the board, I'm certainly not blaming the younger players. I thought In that first half, across the board, we were fumbly. I don't sense too much nervousness from the from the younger players, but they're certainly not driving the energy levels. Maybe when things aren't going their way, so it's a good learning curve for them. But we had some senior players that were down in that first half who responded as well as you could possibly respond in the third quarter. And as I said, in the last quarter, we threw a few shots. I think Braden Hocking had a shot to get it back within a couple of goals, which is pretty much unbelievable given how our rooms were when they walked in at half time, and the energy levels of St Mary's when they walked off the ground. It was a bit of hoo-haing, and then like it was that, and so they should have. They were playing really good footy, and we were down, and so I come away from today, yeah, disappointed that we didn't get the result, but actually pretty optimistic about the learning curves that we can take from this.
That N hat's getting some good airtime at the moment. You seem to wear that everywhere. Anytime you do they put you on your little videos on your radio station and all that sort of stuff. You've genuinely bought into the place, haven't you?
I have. I mean, I've really enjoyed it since I got here. It's been a really refreshing place with all the youngsters that we're talking about. But I've also had a bit of a connection with the place.
Yep.
Ever since I was playing footy at Geelong, I used to come down here and had a few ex-teammates that come through the door here, and we used to come along and stand down behind the goals there and have a couple of cheeky beers. If we played on a Friday night, we'd be down there on a Saturday with an esky. We actually did, because we didn't want to walk around to the bar and walk back because we'd get in trouble. But I'm familiar with a lot of the people around here, and I've really enjoyed it so far. And the competition is so strong. It's been great, and hopefully it can continue and we can be competitive next week. It's going to be a big game against Colac, who we played, and they're a group of men. And no doubt they're the type of blokes that relish finals football.
Absolutely. Injury-wise, any concerns out of today that are going to linger?
I don't think so. I took a few of the older boys off about halfway through that last quarter when I thought the game was done. I think maybe one of the players said he had a tight hammy, but then he went back on and he had a couple of big efforts down here on the half-forward flank, Alex Dunn. So I don't think we have any injury issues for next week.
Panisi, can you give us an update?
Panisi had a 9-centimetre tear in his hamstring. But he's back running already. He done a session down beyond the goals there just before the start of the game, and the physio's pretty optimistic that he said that the strength in his hammy is pretty good right now. So we'll just progress him and put him on a program. And
is that your 21?
If we need to take a risk at some point, we might need to do that. But until that happens, we'll be conservative because he's just about he's in our top three most important players, I would have thought.
Does Luke Maddock get back at all?
He's progressing really well. I think he had a really light session Tuesday. I wasn't here on Thursday night, but apparently he progressed really well. It's only straight line at the moment. Again, he'll be one of those ones with risk reward at some point. We'll make a decision.
Good to see him out of the Forest Gump calipers. Anyway, that's a good thing. The last time I saw him, bloody hell,
he had to sleep with those things on as well.
Oh, yes. At Beebs and a few other places, he would have to wear them. Terrible.
Before we let you go, what were you doing Thursday night? Oh, that's right, you were taking the P155 as usual.
How was that handball over the head? How was that handball? That was this one over here. That was
a couple of those.
That was. Have a look at you. He loves it. We're talking about real stuff.
And the goal around the corner.
Yeah, that's
on the J curve.
Standard.
Yeah, that's standard sort of stuff. That was tingy. Sorry about that.
Just dead.
Oh, hang on, Scott. Oh, we're still on here, Scotty.
Scotty.
It's unbelievable the march of time. It's 10 years this week since you played your last game for Geelong.
10 years. It would be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the march of time is unbelievable.
2.5 goals that day.
And extracted.
Snap on the left as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that was good. only because I called it. Yeah, I had the call. Yeah, it was great.
All right.
Yeah, we'll let you go.
You'll be there next week?
Absolutely. Well, we're there, where? MCG or West Oval? Both.
Okay, West, Geelong West.
Yeah. We're broadcasting all the finals.
All right, cool.
So we'll at least call you guys two more times this year.
Hopefully that ground suits us. I like the bigger ground, so we'll... is it bigger?
No, I reckon he's bigger.
I reckon?
Okay. Anyway, it's going to be it'll be a cracking final next week against Colac, and a great final series. So we're looking forward to it.
So we can't wait to see you next week. Well done, Steve.
All right, cheers, guys. Thank
Steve Johnson joining us on Carrick Footy, the coach of the Newtown and Chilwell Football Club, who are through to a final series, back in after missing last year, and they will come out of a qualifying final against Colac.
Footy Wings post-game interview.